What's up? This is Raina Says. And as promised, I wanted to talk to you guys more about feminine energy and masculine energy and how that impacts us. So I've done a lot of research. I definitely wouldn't say I'm an expert at this at all yet. I plan to be continuously learning in this field or in this idea to get the benefits out of what is our innate primal energy. For women, obviously, for men and women, there's people that have both of those energies. Everyone should be able to balance those energies, like that yin and yang mindset. And I definitely think there's an off balance that's been going on, not only with myself, but with others. So I'm sure if you're listening to this and you're a woman, you've probably felt that way before as well. So first, I wanted to kind of explain better what is feminine energy. And I've gotten a lot of information, but this is specifically from Shelley Boulard, who's a marriage and family therapist. And her idea of what feminine energy is, it refers to a specific set of traits considered to be the opposite of traits associated with masculine energy. So your masculine side gets expressed when you're working towards a goal, making progress, getting things done, pushing forward. And that is like kind of what we've all been pushing for. When I say all, I mean everybody. This is why so many of us are out of touch with our feminine energy traits. In our culture, masculine energy, since it's often about progress and moving forward, that tends to be valued more than a feminine energy. And that's what creates the feeling of being off balance, both individually and culturally. So when we feel or when we overvalue masculinity, we spend most of our time working, very little time resting, taking vacations, being spontaneous, or spontaneously connecting with others. And that overvaluing of masculinity also leads us to become dependent on man-made things such as our phones, our laptops, and spending less time in nature or expressing our creative selves. And being overly masculine and under feminine leaves us feeling like we're longing for something else, like something that could rejuvenate us, something wild, something resourceful, something spontaneous. And that's the feminine energy that we're missing. Okay. When we talk about feminine energy, that's how side typically gets expressed when you move with the flow of life, when you embrace your creative energy, when you dance and play and you just are attuned to your internal process. And it's not necessarily, like I said, it's not associated with gender. We all come with that energy, men and women. But of course, women, because this world is such a masculine dominated world, we're the ones that are kind of feeling like we're not getting everything that we want sometimes. So that's been part of the issue that I think that a lot of women have been going through. And a lot of women have been struggling with, because it's so celebrated to be a go-getter. It's so celebrated to go hard. We have this strong woman mindset and think that the more struggle we have and the more things that we're going through, the better we are. The more things we've triumphed and got through ourselves without any help, like we're like the badasses, right? And everybody celebrates that without understanding how we're continuously applauding and giving more love to something that's not necessarily completely innate with who we are as people. So some different things that I've been doing to be more feminine and to focus more on my feminine energy is really a couple different things. So taking the time to reflect, to really reflect on the times that I can now recognize when I was asserting my masculine energy. In my previous relationship, I asserted my masculine energy a lot. And it's easy to do that, especially when you're an alpha female and you're not with a super alpha man. And what ends up happening is you start to work that masculine energy muscle, and that not so alpha male in your life will start to work their feminine energy. And then that's when you have a dynamic where the gender roles are very confused. And then that's when eventually everyone will start feeling like something's not right. So as a woman, a lot of us will take on that masculine energy because something's not being done right. Right, in a relationship. So let's say, you know, your mate or your spouse just continuously does not take care of things, does not take care of the house, like the maintenance of the house. Like, let's say the trash isn't getting taken out, or the stove keeps getting broken, or the toilet's not working, and then all of a sudden you've learned how to fix toilets, fix stoves. You might not take out the trash, but like maybe if it was annoying you enough, you'd do it. And those are things that are very superficial, but that's an idea of how you could accidentally get yourself into the role of performing masculine tasks. And even if you don't perform them, if you have to force someone or assert yourself and get aggressive with someone to do their part that is part of their natural, innate, primal energy, then you are still exerting your masculine energy. You're still forcing your will upon them. So it's good to sit down and reflect, dive deep into what has been happening, what's been going on. And then at that point, also think about the times, you know, where you've been thinking, okay, that was a feminine thing that I did. And how did that make you feel? Well, it made me feel like a princess. It made me feel like a queen. I felt good having that situation happen. And then you start to understand when you're doing things that is asserting your masculine versus asserting your feminine energy. The other thing that I think is very important is understanding how to hone your emotional expression. Now, women, we're already emotional beings, right? Everybody talks about how emotional women are, but it's still funny how our emotions can be brought forth differently when we're asserting our masculine energy and when we're so used to the masculine energy. So there's a difference. One could be getting very angry and being very aggressive and getting easily annoyed by everything when things are not going the way that you think they should be going, because we're so used to controlling a situation when we're so masculine. And then the feminine side, maybe when we're emotional, we talk more about our feelings and understand the way that we feel versus projecting our anger about it without expressing how we feel. So with that being said, maybe you're going to say, instead of, yeah, well, you need to take out the garbage, you need to start doing the stove, you need to start fixing the TV and fixing this, you need, and saying things like that is you getting upset and you're angry, versus saying, honey, when these things aren't done, it really makes me feel like I have no other choice but to do it myself. It makes me feel like I'm alone here. It makes me feel like, you know, the amount of work that I'm putting forth in our relationship is unequal. And I want to feel like you care about doing things in the house so that we can both be happy and we can both be okay. And that's completely different ways of speaking versus that assertive, aggressive tone of just do this because I'm pissed off now, versus the reason why I'm feeling this way is because it makes me feel alone. It makes me feel like I'm not getting it, reciprocation, and that matters to me. And imagine how that might make someone feel to hear the latter. And that is femininity. That is learning how to radiate that feminine energy. And as women, we have to be more in tune with our intuition. We have to be more in tune with our compassion, in tune with the nurturing and care that we naturally have, so we can embody that magnetic feminine charm and have an authentic self-expression. And I know some women who have been doing their research on this kind of get confused about what the purpose of femininity is. It's not to be quiet and dainty and sweet and talk like this and just make everything okay. No, it's not like that. I mean, being a woman is still bold. Being a woman is still, you're still the carrier of life. We go through some of the most traumatic things just to bring life in. So obviously, you know, we're badasses just in general, but we have to still understand how we can transition the way we've been in this masculine dominated world to back to our roots of who we started off as, right? Understanding that we are sensual, beautiful beings that love, we love pleasure, we love spontaneity, we love being able to just be free and let things, like receive things, right? Here's an example of something that I've also started working on. I realized part of my masculine energy also is the amount of how much I give to people. And I don't think there's anything wrong with giving. However, the masculine energy is traditionally connected with that focused drive, logical thinking, assertive, and protection. And part of giving is to protect others. And part of giving is giving a lot and giving excessively is an idea of I don't need you. I don't need you to do anything for me. I run this. I got this. I'll take care of you versus being the receiver. So let me give you an example. With my friends, I am constantly the person that's got their back financially, whether they ask for it or not. So I want to be clear. It's not like someone's asked me to do something, but like if we go out to eat, I'll typically pay for my friends, right? And that's a very, I never realized that was such a masculine thing to do because I was assuming the role of a man with my female friends. And I always take care of them. I always got their backs. I'm always checking in with them to make sure they're good. And I realized that I'm even masculine. It doesn't matter who it's with. I'm just a masculine energy in that sense. And while I've been learning this, something happened that really helped to snap me out of that. Outside of the things I've been learning, but I started to recognize and reflect on what I've done and what I do in everyday life. So, for example, I have friends, a friend that I'm, all my friends, but I have a friend that I take care of her food all the time, right? And the other thing, let me just backtrack there. The other thing is that I have no children. I make over six figures. So I know my friends don't make as much as me. And I try to be there for them and have their back. So if I want us to all go out to a more expensive restaurant, I might make it easier for them to do that. But what I was not realizing is that it does start to, again, assume, change the dynamic of a friendship and change the dynamic of a relationship where now the woman is being able to sit back in her femininity more with me while I'm still asserting my masculine energy. And what snapped me out of it was I recently went to eat with a friend, and after she got done ordering, I was like, don't worry, girl, I'll pay for this. And we were like at a place where you pay right away before you get your food. And as soon as I said that, she was like, oh, well, I'll get this, 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 and this, this, this too. And it really reminded me of like when men talk about women that they take out and they order like the most expensive shit on the menu. And it reminded me of how men talk about how women can be so disrespectful when it comes to money and when it comes to what they're doing for them. And I realized in that moment where I had been messing up. See, I thought I was doing something nice for my friends. I thought that I was like helping them out so that they could feel appreciated by me. And I realized that what I was doing was really not, I was being a boy, I was being a man. And when she did that, I was like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. And I made a decision at that point that I will never, ever, 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 ever pay for her again. And I will also start to make sure that I stop being the giver and being more of a receiver when it comes to my relationships. And I didn't tell her that because it wasn't even that big of, it was a big deal, but it wasn't that big of a deal for me to like make a big deal out of it. It just was simply, thanks for helping me realize my flaws in this situation. Because you've gotten that comfortable over the years to do that instead of just being grateful that someone has your back. That's not your man. That's not a man. But because I've assumed that man role with this person so much, that was the way she started to see our engagements. That was like some real, it's a very vulnerable moment for me too, because it's embarrassing actually. I was really upset about it actually. When I say it wasn't that big of a deal, I was actually upset about it more so because of what it meant to me in regards to her character. I thought that was weird. But then at the same time, I had to check myself because, well, what look what happens when you operate in your masculine energy. People start to operate in their feminine energy. When you do that with men as well, it's the same thing. In my previous relationship, I operated as the man a lot, even financially, and then things like that, maybe not exactly that, but things like that would happen a lot. And I would get upset about it, but didn't understand what I was upset about. So now I can put words to it. Now I can truly understand what I was feeling in that situation. So it really helps you to understand who you are. And part of that also is, outside of those other things, is starting to try to be more in touch with your femininity by being more in touch with your body. So taking long showers and the showers have, doing things that make you feel good in the shower, in the bath, right? Where you are using your essential oils, lighting the candles, using your incense, playing music that helps to calm you and excuse me, and helps to calm you and make you feel more sensual and feel more comfortable with your body, really taking things to a spiritual level with yourself. and using the water when you take a shower and a bath to wash off the negativity, and with your soap to put on the positive, to put on the femininity, to put on your goals and your intentions as you wash your body. So those are things that I've been doing, and man, it's been really working to help, one, calm my spirit, but also help me to realize the things that have been blocking my femininity, the things that I, you know, also, you know, just really taking the time to sit back and understand yourself. So these are things that, kind of like a broad overview of what feminine energy really is compared to masculine energy, and how I personally have been realizing what I've been doing to not stay in my femininity. And there's other things you can do that's what some would consider superficial, but I now am recognizing how it's even more beneficial to help you just get in tune with feminine, woman, beautiful, sensual, receptive, receiving, you know, letting things go, not making a big deal out of everything. The next episode I want to talk about is more specific to relationships and that feminine versus masculine energy, not realizing that a lot of us take on a mother role, not realizing that the mother role that we have chosen to take is a masculine mother role. And I do think that comes from the large amount of single mothers in the Black and Brown community, and how we have to embody such a strong role in order to have order in our home, right? And I don't have children, but the point is, we even take that natural ability to get in touch with those energies in our relationships. So I'll be very excited to talk to you about, specifically in relationships, how those can really cause a relationship to fail, or cause a relationship to not be as fulfilling for the woman or the man, and help you to kind of get a gauge of what that means. So thanks for listening. This is Raina Says as usual. And if you have any feedback or anything that you want to give me in regards to what you want to listen to, or what you want to hear my thoughts on, definitely reach out to me on our Instagram, our Facebook, which is both under Raina Says, or leave me a message here on Anchor. But yes, I hope everybody is focused on who they are and what they're looking for in this life, and specifically getting to a point where you are just happy and content with who you are in your most natural way. Thanks. Bye.